Never has so much energy been expended on such a ridiculous pursuit. As if a team's nickname has anything to do with, well, anything. From their expansion beginnings to their move to New Orleans, the Hornets' 14 seasons in Charlotte are looked back to as the good old days. And for an expansion team, I'd have to agree. In those 14 seasons, the Hornets made the playoffs 7 times. 4 times, they made it to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Players such as Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues, Rex Chapman, Anthony Mason, Vlade Divac. The new Charlotte Coliseum was named The Hive, and it was almost always full. The buzz became contagious, and the Hornets led the NBA in attendance their first 7 seasons in existence. At one point, they sold out 364 straight home games. Tickets were hard to come by, and a trip to the Hive was an exciting experience. But then the problem started. George Shinn, the owner who was hailed as a hero when the Hornets were born, had personal issues. He was accused of rape with a court TV trial to boot. Fans started to turn against him by not showing up at games. And then, because Charlotte Coliseum did not have luxury boxes, he tried to get a new arena built at no cost to himself. Once that backfired, Shinn took his toy and headed for New Orleans. And now, here we are 11 seasons later. New Orleans wants to change its nickname to the Pelicans, and now the Bobcats are free to change their name back to the Hornets. But is it important? Of course not. Will it bring back the good times? Not without a winning team. And take this into account as well. In 2001, the average family ticket price at a Hornets game was $198.21. This past season, about $5 more for the Bobcats. So even though the average ticket price went up only about a dollar apiece in 11 seasons, people are still not showing up for NBA basketball in Charlotte. So let me get this straight. If they change the name, change the colors, change the uniforms, the fans will come streaming back? That, my friends, is laughable. And if they do come streaming back, just because the name and uniforms and colors are retro, what does that really say about the fan base? It says they care more about style than substance. Then again, you could say that about much of Fan Nation these days, more concerned with what goes on outside the actual game. All you have to do is sit through a game in an arena, contests, cheerleaders, music, mascots. For decades now, sports team management has treated its fans like morons, unable to sit through a game and just watch the game. No dead air, no time to breathe. A game is now an event or an experience, all in the name of making sure the old non-sports fans pay to attend as well. After all, their money is just as green. And in Charlotte, Michael Jordan hopes that a return to teal and purple will bring back the green. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.